Good morning, everybody. A couple of questions from the wonderful listeners at freedomain.locals.com and subscribestar.com/freedomain. Hope you'll join the community. Don't carry the burden of philosophy alone. Be a friend, have a friend. Did you live in Budapest at one point? No. How to deal with enormous moral failure? Well, so the goal of modern society is to not teach you anything about virtue. And then when you do things that go against your involuntary conscience, you then get overwhelmed with despair and give up on virtue. So the way that you deal with an enormous moral failure, which we all have, is you try to learn from it. You humbly recommit yourself to virtue and you accept that we live in extremely untutored times and therefore we're basically just going off instincts and instincts will lead us astray because instincts are sort of a pre-moral state of sensation / body cognition. So an enormous moral failure, you apologize, you make restitution and you recognize that it likely came about because of a lack of knowledge rather than malevolent intent. You work to gain more knowledge and recommit yourself to virtue. The only failure that lasts from a moral failure is despair. All right. Please teach us how to build good definitions. Well, you have to start. I mean, it's a tough job. Right? You have to start from, right? It's metaphysics, epistemology, and then ethics, right? So metaphysics is the study of what is real. Epistemology is the study of what is true. And ethics is the study of what is moral or right. So you've got to hook your definitions into metaphysics for the most part. That's what science does, right? So science says that nature is not contradictory, right? Something can't both expand and contract at the same time in the same dimensions. Something can't go up and down. Gravity cannot repel and attract simultaneously. So the best definitions hook right into the nature of matter and energy, which is consistent and non-contradictory. I mean, we couldn't be alive if the properties of nature and the rules of physics were contradictory and inconsistent. If carbon atoms turned into hydrogen atoms, turned into water, there would be no stability enough to build the foundation of life on. So this is why UPB is so powerful, as UPB hooks into metaphysics, universally preferable behavior. It has to be consistent. It has to be logical in order to be moral. And so because it hooks through epistemology into metaphysics, the only way to resist UPB is to deny the nature of reality, which is not a problem you have with UPB, but a problem someone like that would have with sanity itself. I miss your content, brother. It's kind of funny. I'm still here, right? What have you been doing? And will you start making videos again? Do Spotify podcasts like them old days on YouTube? Well, I've been banned from both places. So no. Will you shave your head for the 4B movement? I know. I have not just a forehead, but a 5-head. What is your best advice for a young father? I think we talked about this before. I know some of these we've done before, but what do you think is the value of a college degree anymore? Outside of the technicals, outside of the real technicals like engineering and math and science, it is a sign of subjugation. Why not come back to X and YouTube? Been through that before. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. If you feel like every thought you have is outside of society's Overton window, should you consider moving? I live probably 250 years in the future. That's my home. And I wrote about it, of course, in my novel, The Future, which is a little further down the road. But I live in the future, and therefore, there is no place I can move in the present where I will not be outside of the Overton window. The meaning of life, pursue virtue, and fight evil. Won't you take me to Funkytown? Right. I don't think somebody says, seriously, I don't think the brainwashed radical leftists are going to stop. What are your thoughts? Well, I'm happy to reason with people who are happy to reason, or at least willing to reason. The people who don't want to reason, I don't have anything to say to them. That is, the dealing with people who are aggressive and violent and don't want to reason is not the job of a philosopher. All right. Are politicians subject to contract law? Why don't they simply put their campaign promises in writing? Well, there's no magic in putting it in writing, right? I can put that I'm a unicorn in writing. It doesn't change the nature of my essence. So, no, politicians, I mean, the people in charge of enforcing the law are not subject to the law in general, right? Why do the masses hate the truth so much and those who speak it? Because the masses, unfortunately, have been trained and broken into wanting things for nothing, right? Which is to say that the masses have been trained and broken into enslaving others. And when you have adapted your life into the enslavement of others or towards the enslavement of others, or the sustainability of your life requires the enslavement of others, at least in your mind, then you can't accept the truth, right? If you are a slave owner and all of the, like, you know, 18th century, 17th century, wherever, right? You're a slave owner and your wealth and your status and your survival, in a sense, is all dependent upon you continuing to be able to own slaves. Well, do you like moral philosophy and the truth that slavery is evil? No. All right. If you're a single mom or, you know, some male high-level government worker, I mean, if you think of all the people who have jobs in government that are ridiculously overpaid and you don't even have to go into work and there's, you know, you just basically have money deposited into your bank account for jiggling a mouse from time to time, how much are you going to like the free market? You view the free market as a predator that is going to take you down. So moral philosophy, universality, and consistency opposes those who survive by exploitation. Now, of course, they would survive even better without exploitation, but that's not their particular perception. It feels like saying to people, you'll do better without exploiting others, feels a little bit like trying to convince a lion that he should be a vegetarian, right? The lion doesn't feel he'll survive and doesn't want to. So I hope that helps. And I really do appreciate your great questions and comments. Thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. freedomain.com/donate to help out the show. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.